USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All eyes on Singapore as President Trump and North Korea's leader will have their summit on Tuesday. That's tonight, U.S. time. But the White House economic advisor is still looking back at the G7 summit, where he says Canada's prime minister
kind of stabbed us in the back.
Economic advisor Larry Kudlow discussing Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's statement that Canada, quote, will not be pushed around with U.S. tariffs.
Trudeau pulls this sophomoric political stunt for domestic consumption.
As the Singapore summit approaches, during which President Trump will try to get the North Korean leader to agree to denuclearize, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says
that we are prepared to make security assurances necessary for the North Koreans to engage in that denuclearization.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
After lots of talk and argument, federal net neutrality rules will come to an end today. Those Obama-era regulations prevented internet service providers from slowing or blocking content or charging more for faster delivery of certain content. The FCC, under the Trump administration, voted recently to repeal the rules, and that takes effect today. An annual training conference for immigration judges continues, and speaking to the group is Attorney General Jeff Sessions. This morning he says,
we have a goal, and that goal is to end the lawlessness that now exists in our immigration system.
An illegal immigrant arrested by ICE after he delivered pizza to a Brooklyn, New York military base is not going to be deported today. A federal judge has granted an emergency stay through July 20th to the man who had been picked up after military personnel questioned him about his immigration status as he delivered their pizza last week. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An illegal immigrant arrested by ICE after delivering food to a military base in Brooklyn last week will not be deported today after all. The Legal Aid Society says a federal judge granted Pablo Villavicencio Calderon an emergency stay through at least July 20th. His deportation was to have begun as early as today. After while he was making a delivery last week, military personnel asked him about his immigration status, then detained him, and ultimately turned him over to ICE. Kia Motors is recalling over a half million vehicles to fix an airbag flaw linked to a federal investigation into some fatal crashes. USA Radio's Wendy King tells us which vehicles are involved.
The recall includes 2010 to 2013 Kia Forte and Forte Coupe sedans, also 2011 through 2013 Kia Optima sedans, and 2011 and 2012 Kia Optima hybrid sedans and Sedona minivans. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released a statement. In the event of a crash, the airbag control unit may short-circuit, preventing the frontal airbags and seatbelt pretensioners from deploying. Kia said that it's still working on a remedy, with the recall set to begin on July 27th. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is a good time to remind you can catch us online at usaradio.com for USA.